So there we go.
All week, Agent C and Agent T, a.k.a. Charlie and Tracy, have been sending out people on missions, and the costume has been getting progressively more interesting. And on Friday night, I was assigned the job of being the agent, hence the wig and everything else. So there you go. Mission accomplished, I think. Is that it? Just to humiliate me. Thank you. Yeah. Great. Well, there we go. So this week at HBC, we have been thinking about the mission impossible. And we've thought about quite a few things that are impossible to do. Now, I have to admit, one thing that I find really difficult, nigh on impossible to do, and you're going to find this a bit silly, is to thread a needle. I know it sounds silly, but I'm literally useless at it. And I remember having needlework classes at school. Yeah, we did those. And it literally took me the whole lesson to try and thread a needle with a bit of thread. I don't have a particularly steady hand. I've never been particularly good at that sort of intricate thing. But what I'm looking for right now is for somebody to prove to me that that is not impossible. I've brought our needlework kit from home. I've brought a varying size of needles, all of which are quite small, though. And I'm looking for two or three people to come and show me, prove to me that this is not impossible, as I seem to find it. So any volunteers, any keen volunteers? I've got a thin bit of thread and some very, very small needles that need threading. Anybody going to come up and help me? Lily? Oh, thank you, Lily. Well done. Yeah, did we get one here? Melanie, was that a hand or was that just an enthusiastic laugh? Okay, we've got Julio. Excellent. And Lily. One more maybe. Caden, was that a hand? Caden? Good man. Thank you very much. Now, as I say, I've got varying sizes of needles. Now, Julia, you won everything on Friday night, I seem to remember. So I'm going to give you the smallest needle. Can you see? There you go. We don't want you winning anything else. Lily, I can't be too biased to you, but I'm going to give you a slightly bigger one. There you go. Careful with your fingers. Take that needle there, the needle first. That's it. You got it? Okay. And then, Caden, I'm going to give you the biggest one I've got. But it's not very big. There you go. Now, I'm going to give you a bit of thread. Very thin bit of thread. Julia, there's yours. You got that? Caden, let's give you a little bit. Okay. Hold that there. And then Lily. Any adults want to come and have a go? Lily, that's yours. Now, this is tricky. We don't start yet. Okay, in a minute. In a minute, I'm going to say go. Maybe we could get some impossible music for us to make it more exciting. I'm going to count down from 3, 2, 1, and then your job is to try and get that thin bit of thread through that needle. Now, top tip we were always given is to maybe lick the thread to get it nice and thin, and that's the only advice I can give you, I'm afraid. Okay, here we go. You ready? 3, 2, 1, thread that needle. Whoa, the nerves, the steady hand's gone. Julio! Yeah, I know, it's difficult, isn't it? So we've got to try and get it in. So, that's right. Oh, there we go, did it. It's up here. Oh, nearly. Nearly. Yeah! Very good, okay, well done. Thank you very much. Well done, guys. Good job. Excellent. Thank you. Well done, guys. You can take your seats again, and Julio wins again. But well done, all of you. You're all winners because you all did it, and I can't. So it turns out that that is not impossible. But what about if I got one of these needles? Where did I put it? Here we go. I'm going to get the biggest one I've got. And what if I tried to thread something slightly bigger? How about a camel? It's a pretty big thing, isn't it? Pretty big thing. Well, I don't have a camel, but Rod very kindly found me one of these. Now, I did phone up Marwell Zoo. I did phone up Marwell Zoo because although this is pretty tricky, I want a bigger challenge because I reckon, well, it's not a big enough challenge. So I'm going to set this one to one side because I did give Marwell a call and they very kindly sent me a camel. So, Who thinks they could thread this camel? Careful on the steps there. Careful. That's pretty impossible. Well done, kid. Anybody think they could thread this camel through this needle? Anyone? Come on. Rise to the challenge. Okay, it's up to me then. Okay, I'll give it a go. Okay, so I've got this needle, this camel. Let's try. Oh, yeah, Julio, you can do anything. Come on, Julio, come on. Come on. Yeah, good man. Okay, this needle. This is bigger than the one you had a minute ago for the thread, so, you know, that's kind. I would like you, once the music starts playing, to try and thread that camel through that needle. See if you can do that. Go. It's what?
It's impossible.
It's impossible. Thank you very much, Julia. Well done. I found something. Thank you very much. Very good of you to come along, Humphrey. If you could make your way back to the zoo. I think your keeper is somewhere. That's very kind. There we go. Something even for the great Julio is impossible. It's impossible to thread a camel through a needle. Oops, that's not mine. It's mine. Okay. So, something that actually is impossible. Well, this is actually an analogy that Jesus uses in the chapter of the Bible that we're looking at today. And this passage can be found in Mark chapter 10. And interestingly, it has the same memory verse in this chapter as well. It's such an important thing that Jesus wanted recorded that three of the gospel writers recorded this story. This true story. What we're going to do now is we're going to watch a short video, and you can follow it in your Bibles, in Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 17. We're going to watch a short video that explains this story. And I'm going to take this off.
A long time ago, they lived a young man, a man who had everything. A rich man, and everything he wanted, he got. Nothing was impossible for him.
If he wanted a nice meal, he got it. Nothing was impossible for him.
If he wanted nice clothes, he got them. Nothing was impossible for him.
If he wanted a rest, he got it. Nothing was impossible for him.
Everything he wanted, he got. Money gave him everything. He was very, very rich.
And a nice guy as well. He loved and respected his mom and dad. He loved and took care of his wife. He was a really, really nice guy. But there was one thing he didn't have. One thing he wanted.
The rich young man wanted heaven. He wanted to live forever with God.
So he went to see Jesus. The rich young man asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to go to heaven?"
Jesus looked at him and said, "You called me good. Only God is good. Remember God's commandments. Love your wife. Do not murder. Do not steal, do not lie, honor your father and mother."
The rich man smiled, "Yes, I have kept them all."
Then Jesus said, "There's one thing left to do. Sell everything you earn and give it all away. Then you'll have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
The rich man was shocked. Sell everything? Give away all his money? It was too hard.
It was impossible. The rich man turned and walked away. He walked away from Jesus. It was impossible.
Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "How hard it is for rich people to enter heaven. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven."
The disciples looked at each other and said, "So who can be saved?" Jesus replied, "What is impossible for man is possible with God."
So there we go. This rich young man seems to have absolutely everything, doesn't he? Everything he could possibly want. He's young, he's rich, he's a good guy who loves his family and has a wonderful family. What more could he possibly want from life? But there is something else, isn't there? There is something else he wants. Something else he realizes he desperately needs. Something that is far more important than any of all of that. He wants to know that when he dies, he will rise again and have eternal life with God in heaven. And so he asked Jesus what he needs to do to make sure that he earns that right. Did you see that in verse 17? His question to Jesus was, what must I do to inherit eternal life? This man wants to know that how he can make sure he's done absolutely everything, ticked every single box to make sure that he is able to go to heaven. And Jesus' first response seems to encourage him. He says, well, you need to keep all the commandments and even list some of them. And the rich young man says, yeah, well, I've done all of these. I've kept all of those since I was a young man, since I was a boy. And so things are looking pretty good for this guy, aren't they? They're looking pretty good. It seems like he's on the right track. It seems like he is ticking the boxes. But what Jesus does next shows the man exactly the way he's going wrong. In fact, the man is way off. In verse 21, it says, Jesus looked at him and loved him. And actually, that's really interesting, isn't it? That when he looks at this man and he sees that there's something wrong, his first response is to love him. He loves this guy and he wants him to know where he's going wrong. And so he says to him, one thing you lack. Go, sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. So why does he ask him to do this? Well, if you know the Ten Commandments, you'll notice that there were actually a couple of commandments that Jesus left out. He left out actually the most important commandments, the commandments that underpin it and glue it all together. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and do not have any other gods apart from me. You see, this man loved his money. And he loved money more than he loved God. Because when he hears Jesus ask him to sell everything and follow him, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. You see, although he'd led what looked like a good life, he didn't love God as he should. And so really, he was only living for himself. The reason Jesus asked this question was because he knew the man's big problem. Jesus revealed that it was impossible for this man to enter the kingdom of God. He had the wrong motives. And after the man walked off, Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Well, we saw earlier, thanks to Julio, that it is impossible to get a camel through the eye of a needle. And here, Jesus' example of trying to get a fully grown live camel through the eye of the needle shows us the impossibility of this man getting into heaven on his own strength. It was impossible because of his heart. Jesus uses this image to show us how impossible it was for this man to enter heaven because his heart was loving the wrong things. But then the disciples pipe up again because they don't understand. They don't get it. They look at this man and they think, well, he's got everything he could possibly want. How can he not get into heaven? And so they ask the big question, the all-important question. Who then can be saved? So, Micah, can you flick it on to the next one? Stop working. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. And that's been our memory verse this week, hasn't it? You see, in all of this, Jesus is showing us that we have a big problem. This man's big problem was that he loved money more than God. And we all have things that we love more than God. This is our big problem. We all replace God with other things in our life that lead us away from him. And this leads us, ultimately, like the man, to reject him and run the other way. Most of us either think we're pretty good, and so like this man, we think that we can earn our way to God through our good behavior. Or sometimes we think, actually, you know, I'm just too bad, and there's no chance of earning our way to heaven. But what Jesus wants us to see is it's not about earning our way to heaven. Because for man, that is impossible. We can't do it. But Jesus doesn't say do. He says done. Next slide, please. Oh, yeah, you need to click on a few times. Sorry. Jesus says, you can't do it. I have done it. Jesus shows us that none of us naturally love God. We're all actually running away from God. This is what the Bible calls sin. And what God does is he calls us to turn around. Now, this is my favorite slide, so could you definitely press this one? It took me ages to do this. There we go. Let's just do that one more time. Come on, it took me ages. He calls us to stop running away. Yeah, that'll do. Stop running away. And to turn around. What the Bible calls repent. To turn around and to start following him. This rich young man couldn't do it. He couldn't follow Jesus. He loved his money far too much. And we can't do it either. Unless we ask God to help us. So what is the thing that stops you trusting God? Stops you trusting him and following him? Jesus wants us to see that we have a problem, and that's sin. And that needs to be dealt with. And what we've seen this week at HBC is that God has done it by becoming a man, Jesus. Jesus led a perfectly good life. He could do it. And he died to take the punishment that we deserve for running away from God. So kids, this week you have been training as FBI agents. Thank you. Faithful Bible investigators. And we've looked at and investigated several different Bible stories. And in all of them, we've seen that God is an amazing God who can do impossible things. But as faithful Bible investigators, I hope you've seen that the most amazing an impossible thing that God has done was what all of the stories were pointing to, is that God's impossible mission was to save us and bring us back into relationship with him. Faithful Bible investigation leads us to see that Jesus has done it all. Jesus has led that perfect life for us. Jesus has paid the price for our sin. Jesus has defeated death for us by rising from the dead. And Jesus is the one who brings us back into perfect relationship with God. We can't do it. We simply trust that Jesus has done it and we follow him. It's impossible for us, but through God, it is possible. Mission Impossible has been completed by God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this week again, and we thank you so much that you have completed Mission Impossible. We know that we can never earn our way to you, that we have things that distract us from you and lead us away from you. But we thank you you didn't leave us that way, Lord. We thank you that you sent Jesus. We thank you that he has completed everything we need to do because we can't do it. And we thank you that he brings us back into relationship with you when we trust in him. Please, Lord, call us now. Help us, Lord, to follow you and trust you with all our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.